Hey there, welcome to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends this weekend. Hope you're doing well. Always looking for fun tips to share with you. Things that you may not realize are around your house that are just so perfect for all kinds of little emergencies. I learned this only by going to the web, by the way. I'm not one of these do-it-yourselfers. Like one of our contributors, Julie Edelman, she has all these great tips, and she shares them with us and on the show from time to time. But I have to go and research things. So I came across this article on how to use nail polish other than on your nails, right? So there are so many amazing – I've never thought of these things. I'm thrilled. Like my eyes are open wide. So I'm going to share them with you and click through the gallery as because I'm looking at a photo gallery as I'm talking to you on the article that I caught online. So one of the really smart things to do is if you're going to be mailing something and it's raining or snowing outside and you walk to the post office or you want to put some labels outside, say, in your garden, you know, the ink will run with the water. So what you do is you make the sign or you make the envelope out and you apply a light coat of nail polish over the label and it's instantly waterproofed. I mean, brilliant. I never could even think about that. And while we're talking about envelopes, you can seal an envelope that doesn't stick, the glue is not working, just put a little bit of nail polish clear on the corner of each side and it adheres it instantly. Fabulous. Now, this is interesting. If you're threading a needle, which is impossible, you need to have like x-ray vision, but to help thread the needle, you dip the end of the thread in a small amount of nail polish for easier entry into that tiny needle. Okay, I have to try that. That's crazy. Another thing you can do with your nail polish is make sure that your jewelry doesn't tarnish. You know how the inside of the ring sometimes goes green when you're wearing certain kinds of jewelry? Well, you take a clear coat, put it on the inside of the ring, and no more green. It seals it and it's fine. I have a problem with my laces. They're always coming undone because I walk a lot and I walk swiftly. Well, here's an idea. You take your nail polish and you put it on the end of the lace and it doesn't unravel. I don't really understand how that works. It says you can burn the ends of your laces or rope them from unraveling, but you can use nail polish instead. So I guess you put it, I don't know, I can't figure that one out. Let me work on that for you. But this is a good one. If you have loose screws that keep coming out, like the thread isn't quite there, you can tighten the loose screw with the polish. Just gives you a little bit extra hold. If you want to color code objects, things you can find in your purse easily, you paint different shades on your keys, for example, so that you know that they're your keys and you know which key goes where. Instead of you know those things you get in the hardware store that you put on the end? They're like little rubber stops that you put on the keys. They fray and they fall off. But this is a really good idea. So you color code your keys that way. You can mark level on things. If you want to make sure that you always have something at a certain level, just, for example, in a bucket, you put your nail polish on that. The only thing I know nail polish does, and this is pretty obvious, is it stops runs in stockings. You put it on both ends and it stops it. So that's, everybody knows that. That's not anything new. If you want to waterproof matches, if you're going to be outside camping or something, which is nothing I would be doing, you can put a little dab on the tip of the match to protect them from rain when you head outdoors. So that's a cute one. You can take splintered furniture that always gets under your skin or in your stockings or your dress and coat splinters in furniture so you don't snag your clothing. That I love. See, some of these are really, really good. Some are okay. That one I love. The furniture. What else do they have here? Oh, this is brilliant. You know how the Louboutin shoes are red underneath? You can make faux Louboutin shoes by painting the soles of your shoe in that red color and fool people. Wow. Or you can change the color and not do red. Do your own thing. Make it your own special style. Maybe you want a yellow sole or a blue sole or a purple sole. That's something I would do. So this is a great, get those black shoes and get your purple nail polish and paint the bottom of the shoe and the nail polish never comes off, right? It's great. And then maybe you put a clear coat on top of that. I'm so excited by this one. That is a beautiful idea. Back to shoes, which I have a lot of. Your boots. When you have scuffed shoes or boots, you can apply a coat of black or brown or red, whatever color your boot is, nail polish to your shoes. And it's, you know, it blends in and it looks fabulous. So you don't have to keep going to the shoe guy and having him fix it or buying new shoes. And you can mark your thermostat and shower settings so you know exactly where to go when you have that. I love these ideas. This was fantastic. And, you know, I got this on AOL, 15 unusual uses for nail polish. I am more than happy to share with you today on America Weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Hope you're having a great weekend. More coming up.
With you. New tests conducted by the Environmental Working Group's Shopper's Guide to Pesticides lists sweet bell peppers at the top of the list of vegetables found with the most pesticide residue. A single pepper off the average grocery store produce shelf contained 11 different pesticides. Celery comes in at number 2 with the highest percentage of pesticides. Get this, 94.1%. The third is kale, where 53% of kales tested had multiple pesticides, with 10 different pesticides on one sample alone. And lettuce, number 4, with 9 different pesticides found on a single lettuce sample, with 57 different pesticides found overall. And finally, number 5, carrots, the first vegetable that grows underground to have a high pesticide load. 82% of carrot samples had pesticide residue on them, with 40 different ones in toto.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This second baseman was a 1991 AL Rookie of the Year. Despite being a four-time World Series champion, he suddenly forgot how to throw the ball to first base.
Throwing it into the stands, and ironically enough, the ball hit Keith Olbermann's mother right between the eyes.
So where is Chuck Knoblauch now? Chuck gave up on baseball in 2002 and made headlines in 2010 when he pled guilty to misdemeanor assault charges for choking his wife. He was mentioned in the Mitchell Report and eventually admitted to using HGH despite failing to respond to an invitation from Congress for a deposition. I wonder what Keith thinks about that.
My theory is that Mr. Knoblauch got their invitation, wrote a letter back, and then tried to throw it into a nearby mailbox and instead hit my mother.
Very possible, Keith. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
Straight from the 48 Hours playbook, Crow and Gosling aren't Nolte and Murphy, but the nice guys are still good. The Minute!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.